So I'm Russell. I am one of the summer interns. This is actually my last day. So real quick, let's open up to Ephesians 4:22. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So let's pray real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful for all that you are and all that you're doing in our lives. I just pray that you would speak through me this morning, Lord, and that you would really just open all of our hearts and minds to what you would have in store for us. I just pray that you would really just take this message, Lord, and use it for your glory. And I just pray in Jesus' name, amen. All right. So the series we've been going over this summer has been all about, you know, taking off our old clothes and putting on new clothes. Taking off our old self, you know, our desires of the flesh, and putting on our new self. And that is the mission and calling that is in and by the Spirit. We've talked about greed. We've talked about lust. We've talked about pride, lying, anger. But really today, I really want to focus on something that I think affects the way we respond to all of those different things, and that is laziness. So what is laziness? What is laziness? What does that mean? A lot of us, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is
people who are still in bed and not at church.
There you go. Missing my message on laziness. How appropriate, right? And you wonder why they picked me for this message. I don't know. I mean, you know, some people say, well, it's, you know, sitting on the couch watching TV all day, taking the elevator instead of the stairs, sleeping in, as George said. You know, all sorts of different things. We all have our different ideas of what laziness is. In the dictionary, it would say a disinclination to work or activity. And that really, that implies that there's something to do, there's an activity to be done, and that we choose not to do it. There's a task, and we decide not to do it anyway. But I would really say that there's more to laziness than that. It's simply not doing something, but it's a mindset and a desire that we have, that is really contrary to our purpose. It's not just physical. It doesn't just affect us in physical ways like, you know, just sleeping in, but it also affects us spiritually in our relationship with God. So really, you know, what is our purpose? I mean, physically, we were made to work. We were made to do things. Genesis 2:15, do we have a slide for that one? Awesome. So the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. You know, God made man and he gave him responsibilities. He gave him physical work to do. And we all have responsibilities. You know, we have homework, chores. You know, we all have to listen to our parents. You know, as we get older, you know, going to work. You know, some of us have to provide for others, pay bills. I don't really have to provide for others yet, thankfully. But some of us do. And then also, even further, to reap the reward of that work. Psalm 128, we got the next one. I'm going to go through some verses real quick, so don't feel like you have to flip all of them. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessing and prosperity will be yours. So we were meant to not only do this work, but we are also meant to reap the fruit of it, and to be blessed by it. And what about spiritually? We were meant to be in a relationship with the Lord. We were meant to pray. We were meant to spend time with him. We were really meant to, you know, build that relationship with him. Deuteronomy 6:5. This is the great commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. You know, we were meant to go after the Lord, to love him, to have that relationship with him. But laziness affects both of these things, both our physical purpose and our spiritual purpose. We were made to work. We were given responsibilities. So what really went wrong? What happened? Well, let's go back all the way to the Garden of Eden. And when it talks about, you know, Adam and Eve being at the tree and Eve being tempted, we all know the story. Eve, is tempted by the snake. She grabs the apple. She basically invites Adam to share. And Adam was right there watching this all happen. He could have stopped her from taking the apple. He could have stopped her from being, or from falling into the temptation that she was falling into. He was right there, but he decided to stand by instead of doing something, instead of acting. He was essentially lazy. He was passive. And that really just set the tone for the rest of humanity. I mean, we're naturally lazy. Like, our flesh desires to just kind of stand by and not do anything. We don't want to work. We don't want to risk. We don't want to take risks. We want to just sit back and do what's, easy for us. We neglect our work and we neglect our responsibilities. And this is shown both physically and spiritually. I mean, a lot. And we even recognize that we have purpose. We recognize that we have these responsibilities to be done. I mean, we go to church. We occasionally read our Bibles. We pray before meals and tests. Like, we recognize that we should have this relationship with God, that we should go after him. But we neglect it. We don't put our full effort into it. We just kind of stand by and let it just kind of float on. We are lazy in our relationship with the Lord. And it's the same thing with our work and responsibility. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I definitely procrastinate when I have homework to do or when I have studying to do. I don't want to do it. It's work. I'd much rather, do what's easy for me. I'd much rather sit back, hang out with people or watch TV or read something more fun. I'm kind of nerdy, so what I read actually ends up being school. So, I mean, it's the same difference. I don't want to do the work. And it even goes further. We expect others to not be lazy. That's probably the funniest part of it all. We expect other people to follow through with their responsibilities. We expect, policemen, firemen, other first responders. We expect our leaders, bosses, our parents, other people we work with, other students. We expect them to do or to follow through with their responsibilities. We expect them to work hard. But we often don't even follow through with our, we put these expectations on these other people, but we don't even live up to them ourselves. We expect firemen to work really hard, to know everything about saving people from fires and putting fires out. But we have our own responsibilities of, doing our homework and studying and being good students. How often do we actually do that? How often do we actually live up to that? We give in to the desires of our flesh. And that's really what it comes down to. We have this nature to really just be lazy. And so what's the result of it? Psalm 13:4. Sluggards, I guess we'll read it. That's the wrong verse. Okay. In any case, one of the psalm verses. A sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. So I'll say that again. A sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. We have this desire in our flesh to be lazy. We have this desire to sit back, to do what's easy, to do what's fun. And it's not fulfilling. It doesn't fill us up. I don't know about you guys, but how many times have you just sat in front of the TV and, watched television for 10 hours? Like, do you feel satisfied after that? Do you feel like, man, I did so much today. I watched so much TV and I feel great. I don't know about you guys, but after watching television, for however long, I kind of feel like I wasted my time. Like, I kind of feel like, okay, now what do I do? What's next? What's next on the list? It doesn't really fill us up. It doesn't really satisfy us. And spiritually, I mean, how often do we, pray before meals? How often do we, just read our Bible because we have to? How often do we go to church just because we think it's the right thing to do, does that really satisfy us? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but when I was in high school and I just went to church just because I felt like I had to, I slept half the time. Like, I went there because I knew that I should do it. I knew that it was the right thing to do. But I was lazy about it. I didn't go because I really wanted to listen and work hard to stay awake. I did it because I thought I should, but I was lazy about it. I was lazy about my work. We deny ourselves the satisfaction. We deny ourselves the fruit of this labor that we were meant to have. God intended for us. And that's not what we were meant for. We were meant for more. And just even more examples. I mean, for example, who loves sleep? Who loves sleeping in? Yeah. Raise your hands. Me too. I love sleep. How often do you just, like, sleep away a summer's morning because you don't have anything to do? You just sleep in? Yeah. I can't do it anymore just because I've trained my body, but, you know, when I was homeschooled, so I didn't have to wake up at, like, 5 or 6 in the morning for school. I slept until, like, 9 every morning. If I had to get up before 9, I was kind of peeved. I would not be happy about that at all. I would get, like, 10, 11 hours of sleep. And honestly, I would wake up feeling even more tired. Like, there's a certain degree where extra sleep is just not even good for you. But, you know, we want to sleep. It feels nice. You know, it's relaxing. We don't have to do anything. We can be lazy about it. You know, and then you have sports. I mean, who likes 2-a-days preparing for sports? You raise your hand back. Yeah, nobody. Ever. Who likes getting up early in the morning to go for like a 5-mile run every morning? Yeah, exactly. Nobody. Because it takes hard work. It's hard. It's not easy. It hurts physically. But when you do that, you reap the reward. You know, you prepare yourself physically for sports so that you can be better at them. You know, how many people, you know, can get away with being really good at a sport without putting a lot of effort into it, with working at it, with trying hard? Yeah, not very many people, okay? It's very rare. Even the best people, they still have to work hard to a certain degree. And our bodies are really efficient physically. I mean, if you're not using something, it goes away. You know, if you don't use your muscles, they atrophy. And it's the same thing spiritually. If we don't work hard, if we don't try to have that relationship with God, if we don't try to love Him, if we don't try to spend time with Him, it's not something that's going to naturally happen because we are all messed up. We all have the desires of our flesh, and they say no. We have to work hard. We have to not be lazy. It's what we're called to do, and it is satisfying. You know, I'll wake up in the morning, I'll go for a 5-mile run, but I'm not going to like it at first. I'm going to hate it while I'm running. To be honest, I really don't like running that much. It's what happens after the run. It's how it makes the rest of my day just feel great. I'm awake early in the morning, and it's just satisfying. But during the run, it's hard, and it takes work. And it requires me to not be lazy. You know, so what do we do? You know, how do we get away from this, you know, innate nature that we have, this disposition to be lazy, this contradiction to purpose? What do we do? And ultimately, our solution is in Christ. 1 John 4:10. There we go. This is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. You know, we're all messed up people. We all make mistakes. And laziness kind of just makes everything worse. But God recognized us and sent his son to die on the cross for us so that we didn't have to pay the price for our sins, so that we didn't have to reap the reward of being lazy, if that makes sense. We don't have to pay that price. And, you know, Adam, he fell into that sin. He was lazy. He was passive. We've been lazy ever since. But our Heavenly Father, he loves us. He doesn't want us to be like that. But he recognized that we do need that Savior. God did the work for us by sending his son. But, you know, what do? Do we just continue being lazy? Well, I mean, if we just continue being lazy, that's kind of living contrary to our purpose, and it's not satisfying. You know, it's hard making the decision to not be lazy. It's hard making the decision to, you know, do homework. It's hard making the decision to, you know, obey our parents full-heartedly. It's hard to make these decisions. But ultimately, it's what's going to fill us up. It's what's going to satisfy us. It's what we were meant to do. But the desire of our flesh is contrary to that purpose. You know, it looks good, it looks easy, but it actually ends up being harder. It's harder to sin. At first, you know, it's really easy to fall into it, but we don't reap the rewards, and it hurts us. You know, Ephesians 2:10, or, yeah, do we have it? Yes. Okay. Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. You know, in Ephesians 2:9, it's not by works that we're saved, so that no one can boast. It's not any about anything that we're due, but we're created to do these good works. We're created for them. Ephesians 4:28. Do we have that verse? Okay, cool. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing something honest or doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. You know, if we are lazy, spiritually, physically, you know, not only will it not satisfy us, but it won't allow us to really pursue the calling that we have, which is to love the Lord and to really just love others as well. You know, it's really hard to hang out with your friends if you still have all that homework to do. It's really hard to justify spending time caring for others or, you know, giving to others if you don't take the time to do what you need to do first. If we continue being lazy, we won't be satisfied. We won't be loving God. And we do ourselves a disservice. And we deny ourselves the reward and satisfaction that God intended for us. And, you know, we all have work to do. We all have these things to do. Colossians 3:23. We have that one. Awesome. So whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. So we ask ourselves, you know, how do we put a step in the right direction? How do we start not being lazy? The first thing you need to do is ask yourself, are you going to work hard for yourself, or are you going to serve Christ? We're going to serve him. Yeah. If you imagine that Jesus was standing right next to you and your parents asked you to do your homework and Jesus is like, yeah, you know, honor your parents. Are you going to do your homework or are you just going to be like, nah, I'll just sit down? Jesus was standing right next to you. You'd do whatever. Whatever he wanted to do, what he wanted you to do. You know, work at it with all your heart. You know, whatever it is you do. Whatever you do. Okay? work at it with all your heart. Even the menial tasks that, you know, your parents might ask you to do around the house. You know, if they ask you to wipe the table, that was my job, by the way, was wiping the table. So I have three siblings, and we all had different chores to do. And one of my chores was wiping the table, you know, after dinner, before dinner, whatever, making sure it was clean. I might have done it occasionally, but I probably did the worst job possible. I would just, instead of grabbing, you know, the trash can, I would just grab a rag, you know, wipe all the crumbs onto the floor or whatever. It wasn't my job to clean the floor, so I mean, who cares? That wasn't my duty. And I really wouldn't clean, you know, the whole table. I would be like, oh, there's something there. I'm just going to clean around it, you know. I won't have to move anything. I didn't do it with all my heart, with all my strength. I wasn't doing it as if I was working for the Lord. I did it as if, you know, if I didn't get back to my video games in 2 minutes, I was going to die. I did it as if it was like the worst possible thing, like I was basically in prison. I didn't do it as if it was something I was called to do. And really, that's what we're supposed to do with everything, even in the menial tasks. You know, you go to school. You can be lazy. You can sit by. You can sleep in class. You can not pay attention. Yeah, trust me, I've been there. I know what that's like. I still sleep in class sometimes. Especially those early morning ones, like 8 a.m. Oh, my gosh, so early. Yeah, you'll figure it out later. Or are we going to work hard as if we're working for the Lord, even if it's something that, you know, we don't want to do? And then that goes for a lot of things. I mean, honoring your parents. I mean, listening to your parents, doing what they say. You know, you don't necessarily have to do it, you know, with your whole heart because your parents say you to do it. Do it for the Lord. He's called you to honor your parents. So honor your parents. Do what they say, even if you think it's stupid, even if you don't want to do it with all your heart because it's what you've been called to do. And, you know, that can be hard at times. You know, it's going to be hard, especially when it doesn't make sense. You don't really know why. But, you know, just as the Bible says, you know, we will be able to eat the fruit of our labor. You know, the work of the diligent, or the diligent are satisfied. Yeah. It will satisfy you and fill you up if you work with your whole heart in everything you do. There's only one guarantee I can really give you, and that's if you do everything half-heartedly, not only will you really not accomplish much, but you won't be satisfied. You won't be filled up. You know, you won't have other people be like, hey, that person did such a great job. You know, they're a hard worker. I mean, if you're putting half the effort into it, no one's ever going to say that about you. You're never going to really get anywhere. And how satisfying is that, personally, knowing that you don't do anything fully? I mean, how satisfying is it when you're playing, you know, a game of football if you don't get the goal because you run out of breath before you even get to the end zone? I mean, I start losing my breath when I walk up a flight of stairs. How satisfying is it if we don't put our effort in it, anything we do? It's not. Plain and simple. You know, if we don't put the effort to get to learn, you know, we're not going to get good grades. And by the way, that's really the key to getting good grades. Just learn it. The grades will follow. Something I've learned. Just FYI. But also, in all of this, be realistic. In your expectations of yourself. You know, don't go home and be like, all right, I'm not going to be lazy anymore. You're waking up at 5 a.m. every day. Go for a nice 5K every morning. You know, go to sleep, you know, midnight. I only need 5 hours of sleep. That's not realistic, okay? Especially if you're not used to waking up that early in the morning. Especially if you're not a runner. Don't kill yourself. But also, you know, be bold. You know? Don't just, you know, say, oh, hey, you know, because Russell mentioned this, I'm just going to use the stairs next time I'm at the mall instead of the escalators. Okay? That's not being lazy, right? There you go. Be bold and ask God to show you the areas in your life that you're lazy in, areas that you need to change in, and really just ask Him to help you change, to give you the strength, the motivation. I mean, He made you, and He also gives you your purpose. And so, I mean, it really comes down to, are we going to live by the flesh? Are we going to give in to our desires to do what's easy? Or are we going to make the decision to follow what the Lord has planned for us? Are we going to follow His plan for us? Are we going to live according to our purpose? Or are we going to just kind of sit back and do the easy thing and be lazy? So that's just something I want you guys to think about this week. I want you to think about, you know, areas in your life that you're lazy in. Something I need to do too, because no one is exempt from this desire to be lazy. You know, we might be able to look at figures in our lives and be like, that person is so hardworking. You know, they go to work for like 12 hours a day. They might not be lazy in their job, but how are they doing spiritually in their relationship with the Lord? How are they doing in their relationships with their families, the relationships that they're called to be in? How are they doing in the other areas of their lives? No one is exempt from laziness. Everyone experiences the temptation to be lazy in one area or the other. You know, as students, it's easy to be like, yeah, we all struggle with being lazy about school and procrastinating. There are a few students who don't, actually. I know some very hardworking students. But because they give their all in one area, they neglect the other, and they're lazy in the other area. And so that's why we need God. That's why we need Christ in our lives. Because we are sinful. We're all going to have that natural desire. So what are you going to do? Decisions up to you. So we have some table questions. So just spend 10 minutes or so at your tables going over the questions.